Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Praise God. God is good. And I just thank you, my radio family, for joining me today. Those who are regular listeners, and if some of you are new, I pray that you're blessed. But for those who have been part of the listening audience, what I call my radio family, as well as my UCM partners, I want to thank you for your prayers in my behalf. I thank you for your prayer support, because one of my desires is that God would bring forth on these broadcasts that which would be not only pleasing to Him, but that which would be practical, important, and pertinent in terms of your spiritual walk. And so as I was asking the Lord, as I always do, Lord, what would you have me minister on for the next few days? He directed me to a subject that I haven't preached on in quite a while. It's one that is near and dear to my heart. And as you can probably tell by my voice, I'm really excited because it's who I am. Judith actually means Yadah. It's from the Hebrew word Judah. It means praise of the Lord. And so what am I going to minister on? The subject of praise and worship. It's been a long time since I've done that. But let's have a title for the message that we're going to be sharing, and it is The True Worshippers. And I'll be sharing quite a bit of scripture. But as Christians, if you walk with the Lord any length of time, you might have never even questioned, why do we worship as we do? And so God's word says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And so I'd like to share with you the scriptural basis for praise and worship. And as I'm fond of doing, in order to talk about a subject, it needs to be defined. And so by definition, this is what praise means. It's an expression, by Webster, of course, an expression of approval or commendation. We are commending someone for who they are, what they've done. And secondly, it also means to worship, to glorify, especially by the attributes of perfections, especially in song. And of course, this relates to one being, and that is the living God. And so, what is our concept of worship? You may never really have thought about it that deeply, but when we hear the word praise, I think we connect that with something vocal. It's an expression that we speak forth or sing forth. And we want to be also looking at the subject of worship, which is something much more comprehensive. So, to give you a definition, the best definition I guess I could come up with of praise versus worship, and I don't know that this is original, but I've certainly had repeated it over the years, and maybe just got it inspired from someone else's having said it. But praise is what you do when you come into the presence of the Lord. Isn't there that scripture? Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. But worship is what you do when you're there. Praise God. And so praise very frequently is an expression of what God has done. There's an expression of appreciation, of approval, of joy in terms of all the things that God has done and accomplished for mankind and in our own personal lives. But worship is a very deep subject. Worship is really an expression and a revelation of who God is. And the book of Psalms, as well as the book of Revelation, contain the greatest teachings on worship. But what I'd like to do as we go into the subject is to begin with a basic or foundational scripture. And to do so, I'd like to turn to the Gospel of John, the 4th chapter. But, you know, the Lord just quickened. Let's just join our hearts for a moment in prayer. Father, we thank you for who you are. We thank you, Lord, that you are going to open up our hearts, our minds, our spirits to receive greater and greater understanding and revelation of who you are and why your word exhorts us to praise and worship you. Father, give us on a very personal level an appreciation of who you are and how we can bless your name through the vehicle of our spirits, of our soul, of our bodies, how we can worship you in song, how we can bless you with all that we are, with our whole heart. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Lord, we ask you to grant that even though if we could be occupied with daily events, Lord, deep within our hearts, we are in a continual fellowship with you in appreciation and thanksgiving for who you are and all that you have done in our behalf. Amen and amen. Praise God. All right, let's look at a foundational scripture found in the Gospel of John. And if you recall, this is the portion of scripture where Jesus was at Jacob's well, and the disciples basically went to get something to eat. And a Samaritan woman came at noontime, which was sort of an unusual time. She was by herself, and Jesus asked her for some water. And then she was somewhat astounded because, well, you're a Jew. Why, Jews don't have anything to do with Samaritans. And in verse 10, Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. And so this discourse continues. He moves by the word of knowledge. He reveals that he asked her to bring her husband, and she said, I don't have any husband. And he said, well, you've answered truly. You've had 5 husbands, and the person you're with now is not your husband. And I love this. In verse 19, she says, I perceive that thou art a prophet. And then she goes immediately to the subject of worship. She said, our fathers worshipped in this mountain. And ye say, in other words, the Jews are saying, that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. And that certainly was true for the Jews. They weren't to have, they were to come to the temple in Jerusalem to worship God. But something new and exciting is happening. Jesus saith unto her, woman, believe me. He's being very emphatic here. The hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain, her own locale, nor yet at Jerusalem, worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. Listen to this very important scripture. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Praise God. So let's talk a little bit about this ministry that Jesus referred to of the true worshipers. Jesus had already begun ministry. Isn't that right? But it's also prophetical. He says the hour cometh. And Jesus, who was the firstborn of many brethren, ushered in a new covenant and a new way of worshiping the Father. Of course, there were the beautiful psalms they sang to the Lord under the old covenant, but he was bringing in a new covenant which was going to be sealed in his blood through his suffering and death, and he was introducing a new way of worshiping the Father. So he talks about true worshipers. Well, that must mean there must be some false worshipers. And of course, we know throughout the both old and new, there are false worshipers. We look at the time of Jesus. There were the very religious Pharisees and Sadducees who Jesus said, rather pointedly, you're of your father the devil. And under the old covenant, they worshipped with sacrificial offerings, literally sacrificing a perfect lamb or goat or dove, whatever they had. But it was in the sacrifice of blood that they could even come before God. Isaiah 54 and 15 says, "Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake." And listen to some of these comments. I just get chills when I read this. This is Amos 5, 21, 24. This is God speaking. He says, I despise your feast days. Isn't it terrible to hear God speak that way? I will not smell in your solemn assemblies. Though ye offer me burnt offerings and your meat offerings, I will not accept them. Neither will I regard the peace offerings of your fat beasts. Take thou away from me the voice of thy songs, for I will not hear the melody of thy voices, but let judgment run down as waters and righteousness as a mighty stream. Well, apparently that was lacking. And what they were doing, their religious observances and exercises, were absolutely abhorrent to the Lord. Those are strong words. I hate and I despise your feast days. My goodness. So, beloved, I think it's really important that we have to learn what it means to be true worshipers, and then make sure that we fit that definition. Well, beloved, I hope I've piqued your interest and your excitement just a little bit as we discover in succeeding broadcasts what it means to be a true worshiper. Thank you for joining me. And as always, I do invite you to write and share your prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. If you want to email for convenience, that's great. If you would like a personal answer, I invite you to share your mailing address. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.